Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, what took you so long?
I got lost.
Huh?
I got lost inside the mind of a genius.
What?
Can you imagine being at the center of 16 billion Da Vinci paintings through AI? It's like seeing what's inside Da Vinci's mind. The paintings are around you and above you and right through you. Oh, I can't explain it. The whole experience is trippy and wild and seriously amazing. You have to see it for yourself.
Check out BGC Immersive Presents Wisdom of Da Vinci, a celebration of art, light, and technology. Get lost inside the mind of a genius. Use the code EAVESDROP150 to get a special discount when booking your tickets at bgcimmersive.com.
Just closer lang to the mic, I think, for both of us, para hindi tayo mag-echo.
Ah, sige. Matagal na rin hindi lumapit yung mukha ko sa ganito.
Jelly! This is what happens when you don't show up at recording.
And the Eavesdrop Podcast is back. What? For another week? Are you kidding me? Yes, we are. No, we're not kidding you. We're back, actually, for episode 210. But guess what, guys? Out of the four Eaves, we only have two this week. Pero andito pa rin kami. This is Del along with Jelly Victor. Hey, Jels.
Yay, I made it back. I'm still part of the podcast. Yay!
After last week's situation, it was so crazy. I saw your eyes already and I knew that. Kasi diba, the week before it was my turn to have missed press record button. And so when I saw Jelly on the camera, I was like, oh no, I think I know what happened.
Wait, I have a child that's interrupting the recording.
I know, it's
like she has a cue. Just when we press record and it's for the actual episode, that's when she comes in. Go out. You know what she whispered to me? She said, Mama, I can't review because Dada is asleep. So that's just her excuse. That means since I can't help her review, she's going to be doing something else. Oh, go outside now. Close the door behind you, please. Bye. Go.
Mommy.
What do you want to say? Oh my god, you want your first words on the podcast to be poop? Goodbye.
Sabihin mo sa kanya, I strongly support her.
Okay, unfortunately, just like Del said, it's just the two of us today, but we didn't want to let this, you know, we go without an episode, especially after all of your posts when you had your Spotify Wrapped. You sent us a copy of your top podcasts. We've been reposting that on the Eaves podcast account. If we get to see it on our end, we repost it as well. So we just wanted to say thank you so much. On behalf of Jude, Fran, Del, and I just wanted to say thank you to all of these people. So for the next few minutes, medyo batian portion po tayo. Kasi we're just grateful. Thank you for choosing the Eavesdrop Podcast to be your top podcast. So eto na ang mga names. Pero lahat to ano, Instagram handle, okay? So according to these people, the Eavesdrop Podcast is their top podcast. I have Jedi Master, Tinkerbell, Fiona Ilagan, Nin Dasik or Nin Dasik, Maru S. Alberto, Angie 24, Bagol 1209, Chesty 0817. So I'm guessing your birthday is August 17. Super JM Ramos, Robert De Vera, Rena, Anne of Carmine, Ira Alarcon, Christine G00, Pearly Shelps or Pearly's Helps. Pearly Shelps. I'm guessing this is Pearly Shelps. I like your name. Ria Fadul, Merly Miranda, Miss Solp 7, Superfan. Hey, Superfan. Mrs. Lee Z. Joy, Bianca Jamie, Cutesy Kulit, or Cutesy Kulit, Je Lewis, Arthur Pena 16, and special mention for Arthur Pena or Pena because this is the third straight year that we are the top podcast for Arthur.
Wow. Thank you very much. What can I say? What can we say? You guys have great taste when it comes to podcasts.
Akala mo ikikredit sa kanila, hindi, balik sa amin.
Boomerang.
We have Miss Ruth, Alan Set Go, Damdamin, and a few more special mentions. Pau Manzon showed that she spent 8,527 minutes with us. It's Me Aggie spent 12,495 minutes with Whoa. The Eaves Gang. So thank you. And then they post the top podcast for them, the top podcast results. Tapos meron silang side note, may PS. Si Bagol 1209, Ria Fadul, and Merly all said, kahit kakaunti lang yung episodes nyo this year, top podcast
kayo pa rin. Kayo number one?
May add-on pa sila, Del, na ano, sana next year marami-rami na ha or damihan nyo na yung episode. So, thank you so much, you guys. We so grateful. Like this, I think this is the part of Spotify Wrapped that I enjoy the most every single year. You know, it's just seeing everyone's posts.
Well, I really like that even if we did not release as many episodes as the years prior, that we are still number one. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But that's quite a compliment. Because if you churn out an episode a week, which we used to do, it's easy to rack up all the minutes.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been like us, we've been doing this quite a while this whole year. Pero kami pa rin number one podcast. Wow, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Tapos, ano, it goes to show that they didn't switch or they didn't choose somebody else to replace us during those times that we didn't release an episode. Because somebody else could have been their top podcast.
Kasi seloso kami, okay? Seloso kami. Kasi namin kami yung number one sa puso nyo.
Kaya buti na lang, buti na lang. Okay, pero meron akong gustong awayin. So,
okay.
when we posted our 60s teaser for last week, and you know, everyone pointed out na may isang mawawala sa podcast. They commented, "Biatch G wasn't being a biatch with her comment." She said the audio quality is okay. Ha ha ha. You know, biatch, it's because of Jude. The reason I kept apologizing to Jude is because he would have to put in more work just so the output would be Jude's quality. Like, pasado sa taste ni Jude. So he has to work extra hard on the episode just to fix it. You know, so yeah. Thank you to Jude for that. The audio quality is still pretty much the same. Thank you as well to Taj Loves Tina, who says, ha 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 ha, kaaliw this episode. Ako si Yankee pointed out the obvious. Jelly Victor is in trouble. Marie Jo Hawkson has quoted something that you said, Del, and it's making her miss her mom terribly this time of the year. She always puts the Merry in Christmas, always, and now... It's just so different and difficult without her around. So sending you love, Mary Jo Hawkson.
So we that's feel MJ.
You. That is
that's MJ.
That's MJ
Hawkson.
Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Ang gusto kong awayan, si Thirdy Lopez. Ang comment ni Thirdy Lopez, we will miss you, Jelly Victor. Tas may kunwaring sad emoji. Talagang goodbye kaga, 30. Ayaw mo ka paglaban. Talagang, oh, you're leaving. Bye. Parang oh, bye,
masyadong
Felicia.
Willing to say goodbye.
Loko ka, 30 Lopez, wala man,
hindi ka man lang, hindi mo man lang siya pinigilan or pled
or
her case.
Or ipinaglaban, diba?
Ipinaglaban man lang. Kung, diba, kung mahal mo, ipaglaban mo. Eh, hindi pinaglaban. Ay, 30. Masakit. Masakit talaga. Masakit.
And right now, marami ang nasasaktan. Maraming hindi makaget over, marami ang nalungkot. I already told myself, Jel, wag ka nang chismosa, ha? But, but when this happened, I was like, okay, universe, creator, Lord, one last chismis. Parang I'm just gonna go on a deep dive in this one. I have to admit, nasad ako sa official statement ng Kathniel. That they've broken up. But I have to give it to Catherine and her statement that was so beautifully written, so classy, and it made me feel like, okay, kung ano yung nararamdaman ko sa love team nila, totoo pala, na it was real.
Mm.
You know, like there was really love, and it wasn't just for show, for the sponsors, for the love team, that, you know, they really did love each other. And my God, 11 years.
You know, it's funny because right before the news hit, the statement hit, we had talked about her beautiful, beautiful face, right? But I forgot, kasi ito talaga naalala ko. Remember when she was awarded parang best actress? In South Korea, there was a South Korean award show.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she got a specific award, Best Actress yata. She went alone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, uh-oh, something. But it wasn't just that she was alone, the way she looked. Because she's beautiful, right?
Mm.
But for some reason, that look, when I saw her, sabi ko, she seems like she's sad.
Mm.
And she was extra thin. Kasi she had been getting thin the past couple of months. Now, kung mapapaniwalaan ang mga chismis, yun na pala yun. Because the statement that she released on her Instagram is her statement.
Yeah.
That's, she wanted to address it finally. There are cheating rumors.
Mm-hmm.
From the guy side.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly things had happened, tried to fix it. This is not the first time. Ito yung mga chismis to, ah. Chismis lang to. Involving someone, she caught him, went to the condo, asked for the phone.
Ay, updated ka, Del. Alam ko yan.
Siyempre.
Pareho kami ng initials nung taong yun. Diba?
Yes. Oo, pareho, oo nga, pareho kayo. Ikaw kaya yun? But, you know, I think the part of me that felt like, oh, parang it's not, kasi sometimes when celebrities break up, you just go, ay, they broke up. Mm. Ito merong tinge of something.
Mm.
People are affected. Like, you heard, like, Sharon Cuneta posted something on it. I think, was it, and some other people were commenting about the breakup, how they were personally affected by it.
Yeah.
So my take on it is, for me, ha,
I don't think I'm as affected as other people, but there was kind of a thing where I felt like, oh my gosh, girl, you're getting into the forest. Alam mo yung that feeling na this maiden, this beautiful girl, she was happy, she was doing this and that, she had her prince. But this is that part of the story where she breaks up with her prince and she has to go through this dark forest alone.
Yeah.
By herself to face the world, to face the sadness, to face the possibilities. But you can't see the possibilities right now.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she's still in that grieving phase. And so I think it taps into, for me, that side of a young woman who was having her first heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like the loss that she could be feeling, like, wow, what do you do now? That's all you've ever known.
Yeah.
Right? And so a part of us feels like an innocence has been broken and she's in pain and you don't feel like, okay, nagbreak sila. Hindi, but you feel invested somehow that she get over this, that she feels okay, that she recovers. Parang, what a nice spot though for people to feel that way about you.
You know, she's getting a lot of love, that is for sure. But then, you know, having to go through that with all this attention on you, there's also a lot of vitriol where other people are concerned.
Yeah, and for sure.
I'm like, oh my God, people can be really mean and nasty.
Mean.
Like, speculative palang eh. Diba? Like, although, yes, based on history, most of the speculations turn out to be true. You know? Pero, wala pa ngang confirmed, grabe na kung i-attack yung ibang tao. Like, like, I've never liked the supposed third party, the current third party, kasi meron nga speculation nung ibang third party pa, an older third party, diba? But the current third party, I don't like that third party. Pero grabe naman mga tao towards her. Parang, oh my.
Kasi whatever you feel about the third parties, for you to actually say something to them and judge them on a very public forum, parang, now, where is your humanity?
Yeah.
Because you have to understand, you don't know these people.
No.
And you don't even know the truth.
We don't even know the truth. For all we know are circumstantial at best.
Mm-hmm.
Pinagtagpi-tagpi lang natin ang ebidensya, quote unquote. Right? And gut feel. I mean, this is not what you...
Grabe yung ebidensyang pinagtagpi-tagpi ng mga tao, ha? It's plausible if you look at it. Parang grabe
also,
sila.
Tsaka you can't dismiss it anymore. Not after Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Because remember, with Britney Spears, it felt like at the beginning of the Free Britney movement, it was just these overzealous fans who just didn't want to live in the real world, wanted to get in Britney's business. But then it turns out the very people who have been reading the cryptic stuff and yon pinagtagpi-tagpi rin nila yung ebidensya, turns out they were true.
They were right
that they were
all
actually,
along.
They were right. They were right to be suspicious. They were right to say free Britney.
Yeah.
And a woman's freedom was granted precisely because of these people na nagtagpi-tagpi ng ebidensya. However, I think there's a line. When you start saying bad things to the third party, bakit di ka naman kasali? Diba? Di ka naman kasali. Kung meron dapat magalit, yung girlfriend.
Yeah.
And ikaw, siguro, just shut up.
Sige nga, buburahin ko na nga yung comment ko. Meron pala. I-unsend ko na nga yung DM ko sa kanya. Yung pala.
Oo, yung sa ABS-CBN
okay,
comment
fine.
Section.
Okay, fine. I-delete ko na yung bogus account ko, yung spare account, para lang mag-troll.
Pero diba talagang ganun eh? Kasi parang, okay, we all have our own feelings towards it. Mm. Like, you're in my mind, there's some judgment towards all of the people involved. Pero you know that sa'yo lang yan. Yeah. With whatever little you know, ito ang conclusion mo. Which stops you from saying anything to them or about them in public. Siguro kung kayo magkakaibigan nagchichismisan sa condo, pwede.
Oo.
Kasi diba, kayo-kayo lang eh, you know? Pero yung to outwardly, kumbaga parang throw the first stone.
Yeah.
Yan yan eh, diba? To judge somebody without you even being involved. You don't even really know. Yun lang siguro. You have to stop somewhere, diba? Stop na.
Pero may mga nakita din akong nakakatawa pero ang brutal pa rin. Like there, I saw a meme of there was another announcement of another celebrity couple that broke up. I hope I'm saying the name correctly. Mavi Legaspi. And then Mavi Legaspi and his girlfriend, parang they broke up then and announced it. Tapos yung meme was like, "Hoy, tumabi muna kayo dyan. Kathniel muna. Ia-announce na lang namin to pag closing na." Yung parang, your relationship is not as important. Mamaya na kayo. I was like, ang sama ng mga tao. And then there was another one where they put together in a collage photos of Julia Barreto and Bea Alonzo. And then Catherine and the third party as a child. Parang yung, they're seeing the trend. These ladies were cheated on, but were hurt by these younger ladies that they were friends with and, you know, loved. Tapos, the bottom photo was Pauline Luna. And then, sino yung bata sa Itbulaga?
yung medyo chubby? Si Chubbs? Hindi ko maalala yung name, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, did you see that photo?
No, I didn't.
I'll send it to you. But it is funny because they're trying to imply that, oh, Pauline, mag-ingat ka dyan. Dahil yakap-yakap mo yan. People.
But that's how successful the love team is.
Yeah.
Enough that people are affected or would want to have their say. I mean, they're getting airtime on the podcast.
They're getting airtime everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Preview released an article just criticizing Christy Fermin and the way she talked about Catherine, her very misogynistic remarks. Basta talagang, you know, so suffice it to say, Catherine is just really getting a lot of love from everyone. And enjoy all the memes na hindi daw talaga magandang umiinom ng kape sa umaga, and then they put all the ads of the love teams all endorsing coffee.
Coffee.
Tapos lahat yun, nag-break na.
Nag-break.
Like, my God, mga Pinoy talaga, ang daming oras. Pero nag-enjoy ako doon. So thank you for spending time on that.
So another love team bites the dust. I know. You just have to wait what happens to both their careers after this. Mm. Like, what is going to happen? Because remember, if you're of a certain age, there was a time when Sharon and Gabby breaking up after having had a child, getting married, the whole country seemed invested in the relationship, and then it breaks. They break up and everyone is like affected. I mean, it's the same thing that's happening right now. But look where Sharon went after that, where Gabby went after that.
Mm.
And now we're going to see, where does this pain, where will it take these two people? What will they be able to do and not do after this? Nako, that's, yan ang inaabangan din ng mga tao, I think. Mm. Especially me, I think. For the girl, especially. Yeah.
For the girl. Same here for the girl. Because I've always admired her. I think I've watched almost all of her movies. Like when I see she has something on Netflix, I would watch it because I just, at first it was out of curiosity because I'm like, why is everyone in love with this Kathniel? So I checked it out just to see, just to get the answers. And I ended up really just adoring her. Like, I like her. I like her voice. I love her face. I like the roles that she plays. I'm not really a fan of the guy, but it's really the girl. So just sending out a message to you, Catherine. We're rooting for you. We're here for you. And you've sent a lot of people down memory lane because now we're all reminiscing on our first heartbreaks and how we got over it and how we emerged triumphant through it all.
I think it's also because a woman's heart being broken has the equal opportunity to make her invincible.
Yes.
I think that's exactly, we see it happen over and over. Like, you know, women who, even to Oscars, diba, the curse was, if you win Best Actress, your marriage is gonna...
Yeah, you're gonna split up.
Break down.
Mm.
And then we see these women rise up from... And tsaka yung having a good thing happen to you, like winning an Oscar. Yeah. And then on the opposite side of it is losing the most important relationship of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to send you reeling, right? It's that's hard. You have the good and the bad in one moment.
Mm.
But it's so interesting when you see women rise up.
Yeah.
And I often wonder, why is it that we like it? Why? Why are we more interested in a woman rising up after a heartbreak than a man?
Mm.
I think because she holds the capacity to give life to a creature, to another human being. Underlying all that is this woman, she's going to carry that pain. But that pain will have something. It will affect her life forever.
Yeah.
And so now you want to see, like, okay, how is pain affecting you? And for a lot of these women, they rise up like the phoenix.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I think we like it.
Pero may ano eh, may inaabangan. This is the last na lang. Bago na, and then we'll leave chismis behind na. Pero they're not the only ones announcing an official breakup. Parang andami. Before the year ends. Ito din, matagal ko nang napapansin eh. Sara Labati and Richard Gutierrez. It's not, there's no official statement, but people have been speculating because...
it's been a while.
They've just been apart. Like, she had so many trips na wala si Richard. Tapos, Richard had... a trip with just the sons, wala si Sarah. There was like a family, there was a family affair. Sarah wasn't there. And she's always just posting that she's out of town with the sons and her family, her parents. Yun. So they're saying that's another one.
Oh my gosh.
Zian Lim and Kim Chu.
This one, yeah. So confirmed na ba yon?
Hindi, ito yung mga ano, inaabangan na lang ng mga tao.
Yung official statement?
Okay. Ay, nako. But then it's so obvious kasi, no? Especially if your relationship is all out on social media. Tapos there are, you know, the eagle-eyed netizens who are just watching everything na parang, ay, parang ang tagal mo nang walang post tungkol sa ano mo. Significant other.
Kaya nga, if you're very open about your life in that way, people are going to notice things.
Yeah.
Masyado na yung mga chismosang katulad natin.
Exactly. Sinabi ko na sa sarili ko, hindi na talaga ako mag-enjoy sa chismis, hindi na ako mag-aano ng chismis, pero promise, last na talaga yan for the year. Next year na ulit.
For the year. Next year, pero December na.
Ay, for the year kasi matatapos na talaga yung
December na yung matatapos na. December 4. December 3 na ba ngayon? Ano ba? We're recording this December 2.
December 3.
Ay, just ko.
Pero, you know, gossiping actually has, if you study anthropology, there's a social use for it. It's really...
Ito, I'm trying to make you feel better.
Oh, sige, Del.
Hindi, it's a way then that we tell each other what is allowed and not allowed in society. Kaya tayo nagchichismisan. Partly to warn each other about who not to trust. Yeah. Pero lahat naman tayo nagchichismisan. So lahat dapat hindi trust.
This will fall under news dissemination.
Yeah, this is news, guys. Umabot nga ng Rappler, eh, di ba? Oh. Anyway, so yeah, there is a use, gossiping. And it's not just humans who do it. The great apes do it. So they do. And it's a way to control members of the community. Kasi you're sending out a message na, hey, this is not behavior that can be tolerated. And if you do this, then everyone will side with this party. So it has a way, it has a use of, yun nga lang, syempre, in excess.
Iba na sa sobrahan.
Kasi mag-chismisan. Oo. At saka pagka yung, kaya ka nakikipag-chismisan kasi, gusto mo, you wanna feel good about yourself by putting others down? iba rin yun, di ba? That's another slant. Kung some people enjoy chismis that way, di ba? Anyway, which is just to say, justified ang chismisa namin ni Cherry tonight.
drop na yon. Okay, tapos na. Okay, masaya na ako na kapag chismis na ako. Labo.
The tables have turned. The podcasters now want to listen to you.
Tell us your thoughts in the survey for a chance to win a cash prize. Be honest, ha?
Answer the survey on our website, surveypilipinas.org.
And you're automatically part of the raffle. For a chance to win 5,000 pesos in cash,
make sure to complete the survey for your entry to be qualified.
We're excited to get your feedback. We are listening.
Just go to www.surveypilipinas.org at baka ikaw na ang next winner.
But you also had a lot to do, diba? This week, because your mom
yes,
came home from
Canada. Yes, my
mom
is in town, so she's visiting, and she came home with her partner. Her partner, he's been her partner for 2 years now. He's white, he's Caucasian Canadian, a retired lumberjack. So we hear. Wonderful stories about his life as a lumberjack, cutting down 17-foot trees, 17 feet in terms of the diameter. This is not even the height, it's the diameter. He would talk about that and how, you know, midway through cutting, he will discover that it was the home of bears and stuff. So really fascinating stories. But the reason I was telling Del that I wanted to talk about my mom is because I am just so happy to see somebody loving her. You know, and
the
just,
way that he does.
And the way that she deserves.
Why do you say that?
Because I think in the past it was more of my mom was really all about just work. Work and earning mm-hmm. money and saving and investing the money and just money and work. She never really spent time. I mean, I know I may have said it many times in the podcast, or maybe I didn't, but I thought it, that, you know, she's just really selfish, but she's not. It's just that my mom knew, you know, I'm not good at loving people. I'm not cariñoso. I'm not malambing. I don't know how to love, but I can work. So I will just focus on what I'm good at. You know, I'm a great doctor, so I'll focus on that. I'll devote all my time to that. You know, I don't know how to mother my kids, but I can provide for them. So that I'll do. I see that now. I never used to.
The love language, no?
Yeah, I see it now. And now I see her experiencing what a relationship could be like or what a relationship is supposed to be, you know, especially since she's...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
She's using a walker. Hirap na siyang maglakad. There's somebody who always needs to assist her. She's got that. And because he's a lumberjack, he is strong. Man, he can carry my mom effortlessly. Like, talagang ang lakas. Like, when we drove them to the airport kanina, and then he said bye to me, and then he hugged me, I felt his back. And then I told Roda, I'm like, Dada, I know what you mean. Bato-bato. Like, solid back. He is that strong. So, perfect for my mom. You know? And it's just, it's just nice to see somebody taking care of her. You know? I love seeing that. And it feels like my mom is a lot more gentle now. You know, hindi na
with herself?
Gentle with herself and I guess with him and others. Like, hindi na siya war freak. Hindi na siya warrior mode lagi. Like, if somebody is going against her wishes, away na kagad yun dati eh. But now it's like she would listen and see your point of view. And parang, oh, sige, let's try that. Maybe it's better. Parang, what? You're okay? Ready na akong makipag-away, ma. But you know, and she adjusts to people, like her siblings. They make suggestions or decide for her. She doesn't insist anymore on what she wants. So I like it that she now goes for peace rather than drama. So there, and because of all the healing that I've done as well, I see that. And I guess because of the healing that I've done on my part, you know, I feel like she healed from that too. You know,
so I was about to say, when you said it's so nice to see her loved the way she deserves, it sounds like you. Yeah. It sounds like you. And, you know, when you see that, because your mother is such a towering figure.
Yeah.
And not just in good ways, in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the primary caregivers. So we look to them. They modeled everything. When we knew zero about the world, we looked at them. Yeah. And whatever they did, whatever they said, whatever happened in their lives, hindi alam ng mga anak yun, pero you're taking it in.
Yeah. And to our kids, the parents are the gods in the beginning.
The gods.
Yeah.
And so now that you see her finding love
something in your mind opens up as well, and not just logically, but on a cellular level. Because if it happens to your mother, it can happen to you.
Mm-hmm. And it's
if she finds the love, it's happening to Jelly. That's what I was gonna say. I've been to Georgia and California. You don't come to the Jelly, but I've never been to me. That's why when you were saying it, I go, oh my gosh, it's like a mirror.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because imagine your daughter is seeing that not just in her mother, but in her grandmother.
Yeah.
And so in her mind, love takes on a different kind of form. It's not something to be feared.
Yeah.
It's not something where you expect pain. Yeah, there's pain, but it's not just pain. Deva, and now she has that. She really has that.
It's the value of healing generational trauma, because you're not just preventing it from being passed on to the next generation, like your kids, so they won't have to heal from trauma caused by you. You know, you're also healing the trauma of the generations prior.
I think whenever love finds you, there will be healing. And the healing, it's not, yeah, you might be the only one healing, but the effect is to everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember posting this. I was posting about Harper and her dad.
Mm.
And I was saying, I mean, I'm really blown away by seeing Harper with her dad. And they're so close, and they talk in a certain way where she makes him laugh. He seeks her out, and she cares. I mean, they have a thing where it's really
special.
Iba yung
kilig ni Harper with him, no?
Tsaka ano, she wants to prove herself to her dad.
Yeah.
Sa akin kasi alam niya, mahal ko siya.
Uh-oh.
But with her dad, she wants to prove something to her dad. And I realized, I wrote something sa post ko na parang, isn't it funny that in the most natural way that we live our lives and we take care of our children, we are healed as a mother. I sense some part of me is healed by seeing my daughter seen and loved and sought after by her dad. I mean, it's wild that if you just are open and you choose to see it, I know this sounds trite, but love can heal.
Oh, yeah.
It is the best healer. Kasi iba siya, this is not logic. Logic can help you, but love is different when it envelops you.
Yeah.
And somehow you can't help it, but it has this pay forward effect. Yes, Jelly is having this wonderful moment, and then it's affecting people around her. So never underestimate. Look at your life where love is that you may not even be looking. You have to look at your life, like take stock of it. I know it's scary. Titignan mo yung buong buhay mo, di ba? Pero honestly, if you have any chance of feeling fulfilled in this life, you need to see what's in your life. How are your relationships? How are you? Diba? And it's not always about just a guy you're going out with. It's friendship, it's family, it's kids, it's husbands, it's aunts and uncles.
It's yourself too.
It's yourself. The primary relationship you need to fix is you, because once you're okay with you, somehow, some way, things get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was watching Adam Sandler get the 2023 Mark Twain Prize. So he gives his acceptance speech, and in the speech he says, you guys watch it on YouTube. He talked about parang seemingly kasi bunso siya sa pamilya. Pero for some reason, yung mommy niya, yung daddy niya, yung dalawa niyang kapatid na babae, tsaka yung kuya niya, They all believed him. They believed him. They believed in him. Like, they thought he was the funniest guy. Mm-hmm. They said, you know, and it gave him this confidence. And since everything and everybody in his life was showing him how great he is, he went out into the world not doubting himself.
Yeah.
Because he's got that confidence. And I remember Dave Chappelle saying, you can never underestimate the confidence of a well-loved child.
Yes. We should know.
We should know, right? We should know.
Being on the opposite rung.
But now we've learned to love our inner child.
Yeah.
And that's how you get your confidence. And it's a lifelong journey. I know you don't like that word, but it is what it is. Kasi hindi siya, it doesn't happen in a moment. It's a series of events that lead you into loving yourself, knowing who you are. And then once you accept yourself, or you truly look at yourself and see, ah, this is me. I'm okay. I'm not more. I am not less. I am just this.
Mm.
And once you accept that, hindi ka na nakikipag-away masyado sa mga tao. Kasi okay ka na eh.
Yeah.
You're not asking for their approval. You're okay with you. So whatever they say, oh, okay. May hurt a little bit, but it doesn't cut you down.
Mm.
So be that kind of force in the world, in your corner, in your own circle. Give that love first to yourself and then see what it does to others.
Yeah.
Nice.
Lalim-lalim na po sila. Kung makashare, kala mo matagal nang ganun. Eh, ngayon pa lang natututo.
Oo, ngayon pa lang kami natututo ni Jelly. Late, I mean,
sobrang ano late bloomers.
Late bloomers talaga tayo. But, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way. And I was thinking about it kasi I think my 20s was about, 20s and 30s was about me and the world.
Mm.
And then somehow motherhood just did a number on me and I became really, really introspective. And I'm kakatungtong ko lang ng 50, but I feel like maybe this is the age of Del where I really know who I am and I love me.
Oh, I like
and
that.
And I'm in the work right now. Yeah. Alam ni Jelly to, nagchismisan na po kami kanina. And I'm in this, I like that I don't resent that I'm here this late.
Mm.
Because it's divine timing.
Yeah.
It ganun eh. Hindi ka naman handa any other time. Nakikinig ka ba? Hindi naman. Hindi ka naman makikinig.
Aminado.
So, eto na. Aminado.
Ang dami ng signs, ang dami ng lessons. They all presented themselves to you, but no, not yet. Hilaw pa ako.
Oo, kailangan mong mahinog.
Oh.
So ito na po kami ni Jelly. Hinog na kami.
Ripe for the picking.
Okay, can I read?
Yes, go right ahead.
This email. So I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but I'll say her name next episode if she says it's okay. But I'll just read a letter. Hi, Del. I hope this email finds you well. I'm just sending you this message email to let you know that you're my inspiration when my husband asked me to quit my job so I can focus on my son and our little family. It was quite a tough decision for me because I was working since I graduated from college. But then I realized and remembered you. You quit not just your job, but your career to be able to focus on your life as a wife and a mother. Thank you, Del, for being my inspiration. I always tell my husband how you inspired me. You're one of the women I look up to. Advance happy holidays from my family to yours. Much love, this lady who sent me her picture. So, first of all, it's really wild for me to think that some decision I made in my life would inspire other people.
Mm.
But I would like to say that I think, kasi I had a career. Yes, you have your work. Yes. But being a mother to a human being is really the work of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And this is not the work na, okay, hanggang dito lang ang effect sa'yo. Motherhood affects you on all levels. And if you choose it, to really get into it, the rewards are unbelievable. The challenges too.
Mm.
But somehow, the rewards are unbelievable. You will feel like you won the jackpot. Tama, mm-hmm. Jel?
Yeah.
Diba? Yeah. I see you look at Juliana. Mm. I mean, yung para ka talagang nanalo sa lotto.
Yeah.
I mean, but you have to choose it. Right? So to this young lady who emailed me, here's what I know, though. Looking back, I would not change a thing because this is the best decision I've made for my children. I feel in my heart of hearts it's the right thing to do. Yun lang, just make sure that you still have a financial capability. As a woman, no matter how loving the relationship is, no matter what, how great it is, don't lose sight of financial independence or financial prowess.
Mm.
Learn to earn because it does something to you.
Yeah.
And I know this because I just noticed, diba, I said it last time, I just realized I haven't earned money in like 5 years.
Mm.
That's kind of like, it makes me panic kasi sanay akong kayod.
Oo.
Tsaka mahilig ako mag-save. Yan ang luho ko sa buhay. Magaling din ako mag-splurge, pero mas magaling ako mag-save.
Mm.
So not having that does something to your self-image. So to this lady, I love that you did this for your family. And I hope that tuloy-tuloy. But keep in mind the financial independence. It is something that even if everything is going well, I think it's good for you to have.
Yeah.
So good luck. I hope you have baby number two soon. Kung yun ang gusto mo. And I so appreciate you emailing me. Kasi sa totoo lang, after I left the radio, the career, etc., there were about 5 people in my life. He kept saying it over. Oh, hindi ko na magets. But why do you keep saying it to me? Like, grabe, you left your job.
Isa na ako doon.
I know. Ikaw yung number 5.
Isa na akong paulit-ulit. Na manghang-mangha.
See, to me, it didn't register. Yung parang, why are they saying that? Why are you saying that? Why? And then I realized, I didn't really look at it.
Mm.
Ano ba yung nawala? I'm not saying it's the wrong decision, but you have, Jelly was telling me this prior to us pressing record for the podcast, but she thinks I need to grieve that side of me. Because it seemed to be very important to me to earn my own way in the world. That was very, very important. And not having that makes me realize na, okay, maybe kailangan mo to. Maybe you have to do something about it.
Mm.
And you're right, I need to grieve. So I know, as a tip for that lady who emailed me, maybe think about it. Kung hindi naman, it's not that important, okay lang.
Mm.
But for me, yun lang ang nakita kong I should have thought about, diba?
Yeah. It's and I often would advise the same thing to friends who've chosen to be homemakers. Still find something that you can call your own. Even if,
yes,
you know, provider talaga yung asawa mo and there's nothing else for you to worry about. Just have mm-hmm. something. Kahit pang ano mo na lang siya, pang shopping or pang luho mo. But it's something that you can call your own.
Kasi your
you,
own.
You also want to harness that skill set of being able to provide for yourself. Should anything happen, diba? Like
yeah.
Kaya mo. May capability
yes.
ka at ginagawa mo. And don't ever worry na, oh, you're in your late 20s, 30s, 40s. It's too late to start. No. There is no timeline. You are on your own timeline.
So mm-hmm. you go about doing things. If you want to start something, like, go right ahead. Nobody is saying it's too late. Like, J.K. Rowling, for goodness sakes, hit the jackpot with the Harry Potter series. And she was already, what, late 40s?
Late 40s. See, and then the Colonel Sanders, who did KFC.
60s.
Yeah. They were, and then there's so many, a list of people who found success later in life. So it's really opening up our mind to the possibilities. Dati kasi inisip natin pag hindi ka successful pag 30s ka, 40s ka, wala na, you're a failure. No.
Eh, di ba dati nga, the minute maging nanay ka, parang ay nako,
tapos na.
Oo, yung career niyan. Now, no. Talagang, it's a whole new world when you become a mother. So, it's never too late. But yeah, I second that advice of Del's, that, you know, find something that's really your own. Iba din kasi yung fulfillment eh, when your kids see you just having that energy that I am fulfilled, I'm empowered, I am passionately working on this thing that's mine. Iba.
Tsaka that doesn't have anything to do with family.
Mm.
Like, it's so important for you as a human being that you have something that's just your own. No matter what it is. It doesn't even have to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding your art, diba? If you're a painter or something, you sing, or but that's your own. It has nothing to do with you being someone's wife, being someone's mother, being someone's sister or brother. Just yours, yours alone. And that's what careers bring us.
Yeah.
And that's what work brings us. So it does, you don't have to be super, uber, super duper successful. But yun, tama ka, something to call your own. But I'll even say this. Kasi there's a part of me that wishes Harper can see me as a woman who succeeds in outside of the home.
Mm.
That's something I want her to see, because she didn't see that when it was my time to do that. She wasn't there yet.
Mm.
And I realized, parang I want her to see, anak, kapwa babae. This is how you do it. You know what I mean? It's something. And she has to see it. It has to come from me, her mother. So, pumasok na yun sa isip ko ngayon, and I'm calling it out to me. Like, I give permission for myself to find work now that has nothing to do with them. That's me, solely on the basis of Del. And I want my daughter to see that, so that she feels inspired and she sees that, yeah, there are no glass ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
You do whatever you want to do, okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever limits that you will live through, you will find them out. It's none of anyone's business to tell you what the limit is. You will know that limit, not everyone. So, yun, I'm there right now. Sana Harper sees me like that. Kasi I want her to see the side of me, the overachiever.
Side of me. Yung hustler niyang nanay. Nako, kung alam lang niya kung paano mag-hustle lang nanay. You know what, Del? You've been calling this out. It's coming. You've been sending out that call, eh. So,
uh-oh.
I'm excited for you. Get started on your book.
Or baking, just
your,
I don't know.
Baking and, you know, and write your musings. I remember when you read something for Fran and I, and that was just so beautifully written, Del. I was like, how come when I just put pen to paper and just let my thoughts and emotions out, but hindi ganon? You know, wala na mawala. Just, you know, just keep writing. You can even have like a writing. This is something I've been wanting to do with Juliana, but it's not going to turn out the same way if you did the same thing. It's just letters to my daughter, you know? And it's just your feelings, your thoughts, your experience with her. You know, just write it. And who knows? It can be compiled into a book or something in the future. Well, just...
I think it's, for me, what it does is it allows me to alchemize my pain.
Mm.
Whatever it is, that piece you're talking about, that was me at the very, 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 very bottom. It was written inside my car. I was crying. Mm. And I just said, oh, fuck it. I gotta get this out. Out of me. And into the phone. And I just started writing it. And so for it, it hardly matters anymore what becomes of it. The point is to express.
Yeah.
The point is to create.
Let it
and
out of you.
And what will you create? Yeah, I want to create something out of my pain because it hurts like shit. And I don't know why. And I want to say it because I don't understand it. So that's how it landed on a page. And maybe that's a way to help you along. To realize who you are. Whatever it is, kung ang art mo is singing, go and sing. Kasi diba, lalabas yung feelings mo while you're singing. Ikaw, hosting is your way to understand where you're so good at. How you present yourself to people in a very public and professional setting. Because I know you. It's not just professional. You're giving it your heart.
Yeah.
When you talk to people, when you remember their names from the production side to the client side to the listener side, you have that in you. And that's an art in itself. Hindi lang halata kasi parang bibo lang siya. But no, there's actually something that Jelly's alchemizing. Because I know you don't like being the center of attention.
Yeah.
You like it, but you don't also like it.
Mm.
But you found a way somehow to alchemize that fear of being in front of people by making them feel included, by making them feel seen. Because I've seen you do this over and over.
Mm.
And it doesn't escape me. And I realize that what you make others feel is how you want to feel.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. And so that's why you make what you want to get. That's the paradox.
Mm.
It's not Jelly doesn't get what she wants just by asking for it. She gives it first to others. And for some reason, hindi nawawala eh. Bumabalik siya eh. Boomerang. Mm. Yeah. What you send out there comes back. There's also a lot of shit, but let's not ruin that.
That's not what we're talking about moment. Right now.
Okay na sana din eh.
Oo nga. Hindi, sa ano pang ano lang. Para, okay, get real, girl.
Realist. Oh, my.
Well, akalain mo, naka-isang oras na naman tayo, Della Mama.
Ito na naman yung... Dalawa lang, dapat 30 minutes lang tayo.
Ito
eh.
Na naman yung, Del, tara na, takay tayong dalawa lang. Maikli lang.
Maikse, pero...
And just to let all the listeners know, prior to pressing record, Del and I already had a long chat. So, medyo matagal na kami nagkakwentuhan. Pero can I just share, if it wasn't for this podcast, I never would have thought I would have conversations like this with you, Del. Like, seriously.
Kasi tinatakbuhan mo ako.
Oh, tinataguan. Takot talaga ako sa'yo. But, you know, during those times when we don't get to record and I'm missing you guys, I was like, wow, I have... Ates in this podcast.
Lang yato.
Kailangan ko lang i-emphasize. Okay na sana, no? Pero realist lang, Del. Realistic outlook. Ate talaga. No, but you know, like, growing up, I've always wanted an ate because I had kuyas and my kuyas are wonderful despite the fact that they bullied me or at least one did when I was a child. And that's the beauty of, you know, going through healing as well. Every time I look at my childhood now, I just see how fun it was. Like, like even yung bullying ng kuya ko, it doesn't hurt anymore. It's funny to me now. You know, like I look at it and, you know, yes, you see all the other, the pain, the not so great stuff, but it doesn't hurt anymore. And that's the part that I love. But I've always wanted ates because I couldn't talk to my brothers and we were never brought up
with the family situation we're in, we discuss feelings and emotions, you know? Right. So I never really had anybody to talk to, not even my mom, because I just said it earlier. She was always working. So it's nice to have this now. Della mama. Hindi na ako naiingit kay Christy. Kasi meron na rin akong ganun na I love you na rin sa akin si Del.
Kagat. Kulit.
Ay, nako.
Alam mo, ganyan talaga. You will find that I knew it. I knew. The one time, I think it was, you were doing a show with Boomba. And you had come into the booth. And you were talking about something very difficult, a very personal thing with family. And I was looking at you and I was like, this girl needs to, she and I need to talk. I don't know why. Kasi wala naman akong masyadong alam eh. But at that time, there was this pull to, she and I have something to talk about. Kaya lang nga yun, pagka may pagkakataon, tinatakbuhan ako nito.
Hilaw pa din. Ayun. Hilaw pa tayo nun.
Yun, tama. Ngayon, hinog na hinog pa po kami.
Hindi ko yun magiging title ng episode.
Oo, hinog na po kami. Diba, diba yung the Apo Hiking Society had isang linggo na po sila. Tayo, hinog na po kami. Hinog na po kami. That's the title, okay, Jude? I hope you like it.
Yan ang nangyayari po pag wala kayo, kung ano-ano na lang yung nagiging title.
Exactly. But anyway, to all of the people who tagged us as their podcast, we made it to their top, I don't know how many, top five podcasts or the top podcast that you listen to. Thank you so much. You have no idea how this gives us more push to do more episodes. We promise we'll do better in 2024. And then thank you to the one who emailed. And also, I hope your mom is already on her way back to Canada.
No. Right now, she's headed to Zamboanga.
Zamboanga. Wow,
she and her partner will be staying in Zamboanga for, I think, about 3 months. Yes, I know. I'm so happy for her. I was just telling Rhoda on our way home from the airport. I said, you know what? I'm just so happy for my mom because she gets to live in Zamboanga where she thinks, you know, it's always, she projected that as her dream life, you know, retired in Zamboanga in our home, in our home there, and just looking at her garden and her plants. And I poked fun at that before, like, ano ba tong dream na garden? What's with this garden ba? You know, but I realized my mom is that simple. She just wants...
And naging plantita ka rin.
She just... No, but she really doesn't know how to take care of plants. She just loves looking at them. So, you know, she just really wants to walk around her garden in our home in Zamboanga because I guess that home stood for something in her youth that never that was never fulfilled. And that's why she keeps going back to Zamboanga and her garden there, Zamboanga, and you know, that dream of being in that home. And now she gets to experience that. I am ecstatic for her. And if I wasn't hosting, I'd love to go back to Zamboanga and just, you know, doll her up for this big event that she's attending, you know. I might go there maybe when all the hostings are done, you know, just go see her.
Yeah. Alam mo, isa pa kasi Canada, it's so cold. And then she is now in the warmest place through the winter. So, ang galing.
Yeah.
Good job.
Excited anyway, for her.
Jelly will tell us more stories. Kasi kung 3 months, until 2024, you will have stories about your mom and your visits to her.
And pleasant stories about my mom for a change.
For a change. See what healing does, what it can do. All right, that's it for episode 210 of The Eavesdrop. Yeah, you have two Eves this week, but the two other Eves will be back next week. For now, for Jelly Victor, this has been Delamar thanking you guys for pressing play for this episode, and we'll catch you back for 211. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.